Research and experimentation aren't just conducted in the laboratories at Florida State. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. That's the sound of dozens of dancers moving across the rehearsal floor at Florida State University's Maggie Alice National Center for Choreography. MANC Director Carla Peterson explains how unique the center is nationally.
MANC, now in its 12th season, it does something that is quite unique, actually, within college campuses across the country, and that is that it's the only center of its kind that actually exists within a research university, and that it brings in regionally, nationally, and in some cases internationally acclaimed artists to come here and be in residence.
Here at MANC, students, faculty, and artists in residence are perfecting works of art. They're conducting their research and experimenting with new, innovative ways to visually convey something to the viewer.
It's an opportunity for students to interact with artists from all over the country and artists from Europe, and to have an influx of just lots of different ideas and ways of thinking about things. Also great for the faculty here to sort of be able to interact with different artists from around the country.
That's choreographer and recent MANC artist in residence, Alex Ketley. Ketley recently spent time in residence at FSU working on his next project. He says the facilities and the students at MANC give him the perfect opportunity to get lost in his work.
One of the amazing things about MANC is basically having a space and sort of support to really experiment with work and kind of sort of move into territory where you feel more lost within work.
MANC invites regionally and nationally acclaimed choreographers and dance makers to develop new contemporary dance works as part of the center's multiple residency programs. The center creates a haven for artists where the creative process is both nurtured and propelled forward.
We really pay attention to putting together a season, if you will, that really comprises a whole range of artists that come from various places in the country and that that deal with various kinds of materials, interests, etc.
And while these artists benefit, so do the students. Take Heather Boney, a graduate student at FSU, for example.
Really not only enriches the dance program here, but digs even deeper, building sort of a relationship not only between the students, but what's currently happening in the field. And it allows the students an opportunity to be able to see the works that are happening and showcasing all over the nation and the world.
Thanks to a third round of funding from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, it will enable the center to remain a premier residency site that promotes the creative process in dance. With the $325,000 award from Mellon, MANC will again be able to provide 3 years of residency opportunities to nationally respected choreographers, while also raising the profile of the center. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.